Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central.
From Woody's Waterfront Car Show in San Leon, Texas, it's the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Just ahead, more car talk from the motorheads you've come to love and appreciate, and participants from today's show. Later, Conrad will have This Week in Auto History. We'll get you updated on the stories making car news this week as well. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin.
I'm over here.
The fabulous David Ainsley. And let's not forget, Jeff Heitzman has come to support the show today.
Yay.
We appreciate it. Don Armstrong. Mr. Marza, looks like we got a little special surprise guest.
Yes, you know, we talk to him once or twice a year, every year.
What?
A God's Garage, because we need all the help we can get, for sure. And we finally get to meet Brad Thompson in real.
And
Here.
So I saw you guys are going to be down here. We actually, my wife and I own a lot over here in San Leon. We're about to build a house.
Oh.
So we come down here. We park our motorhome on the lot. We look at, I saw you're going to be here, so I sent and put a note on Facebook, a special guest appearance by Brad Thompson. You do not invite yourself on a show without bringing gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Thank you so much.
So you guys can divvy those hats up.
Thank you very much.
And I just wanted to come meet you guys in person and say thank you for having us on your show. You know, all the exposure we get with God's Garage, the fact that we get to take in donated vehicles and then fix them and give them away to single moms is a tremendous thing to get to do. But then to have the attention of guys like you that, you know, can seek us out and say, hey, we think what you do is really neat. Come, you know, come be on our show.
Well, we appreciate
we appreciate it. We're very grateful to get a chance to do this.
What are you working on in the garage today?
Oh, gosh. We give away, you know, 10 to 15 cars a month.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're going to do
pretty quick.
We're going to do a little over 100 this year. As a matter of fact, I'll send you a picture of the new garage being built. We're still looking at it probably about the end of the year. We do little Facebook updates on those, and we would love to have you guys come out and do a show from inside a garage. This is a beautiful setting, but, man, the wind's
we're very demanding, and you must have a palapa outside, the party palapa at God's Garage.
Can you give me a resource where I can find a party palapa?
I know people.
Okay. We can't even spell it.
He does.
I can't either. There's I have no idea what it is.
Right? Do a palapa, but he knows people.
I have no idea what it is, so that's why.
I think it's a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you know, any of our listeners that are interested, it's godsgarage.org. ORG. If you want to support the program, jump on there, and there's a donation page as well.
Yeah, it is. And donate your vehicle, and we'll take good care of it. We'll make you proud of it. And if we can, you can come be part of it when we give it away, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I don't want to crash the show, but I did bring hats, so I know better.
Yeah, you're
party crasher.
And it's good to meet you guys all.
Good to see you. Great to see you. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. We also have another guest down here at the end. And Mr. Marza, would you please do the introduction there, please?
Yes, sir.
As you were going to walk off.
Yeah, everybody that has came in. We came in early this morning. We saw this gold car up there, and nobody knew really what it was, but it's obviously a Barris Custom, a 1967 Toronado Custom, and it belongs to Roman Corpus, sitting right here.
Roman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And apparently I owe you, according to Conrad, an apology because I called your car weird. Has anybody ever called your car weird?
There's been a number of different comments made, different definitions.
Well,
for us,
I mean, weird is not to me. The definition of weird is unique. I mean, we could come up with lots of them.
Sure.
I could look it all up on there, but weird's one. I've never seen a car like it. It's weird.
It's weird both that and unique. You know, that's the nice thing about
it. Well, I know. I mean, and listen, for those of us that are in the custom car business and we like custom cars, weird is good because it's unique. I've never seen anything like it before. Tell us what it is.
No, you're definitely right, 100%. It's got some unique looks to it, the dimensions, the lines, and everything with it.
And the fender.
Oh, it just busts right out.
It does.
You know, it's typical George Barris from late 60s and, you know, early 70s with what he built.
So yeah, exaggerated lines.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, everything's just basically, it's almost on steroids with what he did. you know, he gets a unique vision, then he starts working with it. So this vehicle was actually designed by him and built. There was four of them that were manufactured for Imperial Oil up in Canada.
Imperial Oil?
Yeah, which is Exxon's division up in Canada. So, it's,
are you from Canada?
I grew up in Canada.
I could tell by that accent. Did you play hockey?
Always have to play hockey. It's like playing baseball or football down here. You know, that's all it is.
You know, I'm a big hockey fan. Huge.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's the only sport where you can get in a fight and just get a penalty. Not
well, you know, I've always been a Gordie. Gordie Howe is my hero. And then when he played with his sons with the Houston Arrows,
sure.
I know, going off topic.
I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
That's exactly how it happens.
And I bet you played hockey yourself.
Oh, I sure did, and yeah. I'm paying for it today.
I'll bet you are. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, you sir are my hero.
So tell us more about the car.
Yeah, so the vehicle basically, like I said, Imperial Oil contracted George Barris to manufacture four of them. Of which this is one of three still in existence. There's two up in Canada, but this one's been in our family since 1968.
Oh, so, my God.
Yeah, wow. So basically
so you guys
it was
got
a year
it early.
Old. Yeah, and just maintain it from there and everything.
Did you buy it from the oil company?
No, we did not. What it was is basically people's names were put into a raffle. It was a whole entire full year
of my gosh, it's a raffle car?
Yeah, yeah. You know, so they just went right out. And did all that, so anybody who bought fuel, you know, through Imperial Oil, they could do that, and they get into the raffle, they put their name in, so then it was drawn and presented to these people throughout the year and everything. Now, the way we acquired it is my sister's godfather, friend of my dad, he was ferrying it to get it sold in another area of the country, and lo and behold, sure enough, he comes home one night and talks to my mom about it, and she goes, yeah, let's buy it, you know, it's weird.
It's weird. Thank you. Thank you. Did you hear that, Conrad?
Yes, I did.
Okay. He always corrects me. And that's fine, but I'm
so
sorry.
The base starting car, and I'm an Oldsmobile fanatic.
There you go.
I worked for Oldsmobile for 25 years. But the base car is a 67 Tornado,
that
correct?
Is correct, yeah.
So 425.
Yes.
425 transmission.
The 400 transmission, but
425 when they turned it
Yeah, that
sideways.
Thing's kind of unique because it's all gear-driven. We had it torn apart, and you would think it's something industrial out for marine applications, the way that transmission's all set up, because nowadays it's just water and clutches. Well, not water, but fluids. And that thing had a full chain, just, you know, you take a bicycle chain, but make it about 80 pounds heavy.
And if I remember correctly, kind of a unique back seat?
This one here has been stretched 15 inches, so with that... being front-wheel drive, you've got the flat floor, which is nice, gives you all that space. So what they did is they've got a single seat on the one side with a fold-up card table, of which the passenger side front seat can turn around 180 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Because these were designed to, you know...
To go to drive-ins is what they were designed to do.
That's exactly it. Well, that was the back part of it. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there's even a nice chest in the back. AM FM radio on the front and back with 8-track.
Oh, my God. It's a party car.
That's it. And then the other back seat is actually a wraparound seat, so it's wrapped around with a curve 90 degrees.
How cool is that?
Yeah, kind of like the couch.
Yes, exactly.
The curved couch.
That is bizarre because it doesn't look like it's been stretched.
No, it's it was fantastic. You can see the photos. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you get to the side of it, because I was eavesdropping while he was explaining how the windows work, there's actually an extra window in there.
Oh,
you got
yeah.
the door window, then there's another window, then there's the back window, and that's where you can see the stretch.
I gotcha.
Where the
can...
stretch is between the end of the front door and the beginning of the quarter glass.
Well, I don't know about that, but you can see it because of the glass. You can realize it's stretched.
Yeah, and then basically the other thing was is just continuing on with that, there's a lot more fiberglass work because typically they're always built out of metal, but basically the front and rear panels on that vehicle are all fiberglass, so they're hand molded and formed that way through Barris and his crew. And when we got into working with it on the restoration, that was the biggest thing that you'd seen is basically they just took a mold and just started shaving it down and contouring whatever lines they wanted. That's all it was.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been working in the Barris studios back then? Having four of those things lined up in there, working them all at the same time? Oh my gosh, how much fun would that be?
So the upper rear quarter panels, what are called the flying buttresses, those are glass or those are steel?
There's the transition pieces right around that area. I don't know exactly where that line is, but it does come down and go in between the two.
So basically, we walk over there.
Because I know that's quite different from the Toronado, which basically the glass was flat and wrapped around the C-pillar, where they actually extended those buttresses out a little bit. And then it's also got a rear spoiler on it.
It does. It's unique that way. It's got the little lip that just curves up, 2-3 inches on it. It's just got that a lot of uniqueness to it. In doing the restoration, the gentlemen who were working on it, they identified a lot of things that they see being done today, and they feel that was the origin of it. People took some stuff off of Barris. Just coming down to the door handles, even everything like that, because they are flush with the vehicle.
Okay.
Push with your thumb. Yeah, you push with your thumb, and then you pull the handle, and you see that.
Seeing Dave Kindig thinks he's cool.
That's exactly
George Barris did it back in '67.
There you go.
Tail lights.
There you go.
Yes. Tail lights are definitely unique.
Yes, and they're sequential, so they are basically like the old Mustangs. Yes, exactly.
Well, why doesn't that surprise me? Now, have you ever shown this at like Autorama?
You know what? This thing just came out of the shop after 2-year restoration. So this is we had it in Galveston the other week for Moody. They had an inaugural.
Are you going to bring it to Autorama?
We're talking about it. Yeah,
you should. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Now you trailered this in.
We did. Yeah, I did today. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's I'm located in League City, and that's all the work was done through KEMA that area. And
I think that car would be a perfect fit for Autorama. You know, to reintroduce a
sure.
real Barris car.
Yep.
That hasn't been changed since Barris made it.
Right.
I mean, is this even the original color that it was?
This is original color. They had the four of them, of which two of them were gold, one was burgundy, and then one was olive. So we went back to original color as much as we could on this one here, paint match it and everything. And then the interior is actually still all original. Just cleaned it up and everything.
Really?
But the shag carpet right down to that.
Yeah, baby.
Chest, there you go.
Oh, yeah. How cool is that?
What do you do for a living?
I work in the refinery industry. We do maintenance within the refineries. And I moved down here 25 years ago from Canada with work and got out of the snow.
Yeah.
You know.
Aren't you glad?
Got out of the snow and into the fire.
Well, and that's exactly it, you know. The one thing about the snow, you can just work harder and put clothing on. Once you get down here and you're hot, you can't peel down too far.
Oh, yeah, you can.
But you don't want to know about that.
Yeah,
we're
a
weird bunch on this show.
So suspension's all original Toronado.
Yes.
All they did was cut in the middle and extended it.
That is correct. That is correct. You can actually see on the very front clip, it's when they removed it, you could see the original panels where they just cut off the front quarters and just pounded them in with hammers just to be able to make that fiberglass fit around it.
Well, and those front fenders are quite unique.
They're huge.
Pontooned them even to a degree, which to me kind of brings in some of that 30s style.
Sure.
As well, but yeah. how big they are. How wonderful is that? Now, I have seen... I don't know that it was yours, but I have seen this car, one of the others maybe, that has kind of floated around in the Oldsmobile world
right.
through the years. But this is my first time to take an up-close look. And before I get out of here, I'm going to take some pictures. And if you don't mind, I'm going to post them on the Oldsmobile Club of America.
Sure. Page. No, I'd be privileged for that. Yeah.
How cool is that? And when we get the podcast of this interview done, I'm going to go ahead and post that up as well.
Yeah.
No. I'm impressed. I mean, When I first saw the car driving up, I'm like, is it really? No, couldn't be. There aren't very many of them. And then to find out that it is one of those
right.
George Barris cars, that is just way too cool.
Yeah,
it truly is. I've obviously never seen one. It's weird.
You're going to have to get a ball cap with that on it. It's weird.
No, he's got other stuff that says I'm weird. He doesn't need to go to Austin to be weird. He can be weird all by himself.
Thank you.
Most places.
So, but your family has had this car since '68.
That is correct.
That in itself is a story.
Yes. To itself.
Yeah.
And
you hauled it down here from Canada.
I sure did. Yeah, I had it under tarps and everything. A number of people asked me if I actually had two vehicles underneath there, just because of the length of it. And
like, see, to me sitting here, which really isn't a fair observation, but to me sitting here, it's not that far off from the original size of the car.
It's
9 inches longer, you said?
15-inch stretch.
Oh, 15 inches.
Yeah, and then you go with the bumperettes at each end, and this car is just sitting a little over 21 feet.
Are those original wheel covers?
Those, no. They're actually, each of the vehicles have got some unique abilities to them. So this one here is more custom than the other ones. The other ones that I've looked at and we've discussed and seen, some of them look like they're factory, but these ones here just really couldn't identify them because they're actually two-piece. They come apart with that
really?
Center hub, yeah.
Because you have to correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, the Tornados had wheel covers that were kind of stood off from the wheel, I guess, because of the drive hub.
Oh yeah, because the offset of the top of the wheel is the flange to mount the wheel to the hubs is way out there, and then the tires and the offset of the wheels are inboard, which is very unusual because of the front wheel drive system in it.
Yeah, definitely correct. Yeah,
how did
so
I remember
have you
that?
Seen the other two cars?
I have not. The one that I had seen, it might be the one you referred to, it was sold 8-10 years ago out of St. Louis, I believe. They did a restoration here. It went back up into Western Canada. And the other one, from what's been identified, is it's in Eastern Canada. It's been in a family since the mid-80s or something like that.
So who did the restoration work for you?
Creative Classics and Customs in Kima. They're the ones. And then also Kima Automotive did the driveline electrical. Both of those two facilities are basically, they're just across the street from each other. I've worked with Creative Classics before, and identifying someone who can do the fiberglass work, that was probably the big thing. The thing that I really enjoyed talking with John Harden on it was initially when they looked at the vehicle, he already had a plan as to how to take off that front clip. Because basically you've got the hood, but then the fenders and the front were all one piece.
Oh, wow.
And fiberglass. So he was like, we need to make a jig to be able to remove this and take it off. And so
wow. Without damaging it, yeah.
Do you have it insured with Hagerty?
No, I went through numerous other facilities on that one there. But no, not right now with that one. That was just fresh, so I just got it punched up pretty quick.
What is something valued at like that?
You know, it's one of those things, being a weird vehicle, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Well, you know who the man is Woody.
He did an appraisal for me on that about 4 months ago. And we're six figures.
No doubt.
And I had seen the appraisal on it. I'm just stunned to see the car. Thank you so much for bringing it out. And like I said, are you going to be here through the end of the show?
I'm here for the day, yep.
You're here for the awards?
Yes, sir.
And I will definitely make my way over to it and take some cool pictures of it. That is
so unique, so different. Yeah.
Just breathtaking.
Well, we sure appreciate you stopping by. It's great talking to you.
A.
Oh,
gosh. I don't know if I pulled that up or not.
No, you haven't used that yet.
It's the out and about. That's right.
It's out and about.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you. Okay, time now for This Week in Auto History. Conrad, we love auto history, and I know that you've started off with something unique and fun.
Well, in 1908, William Durant.
I remember it well.
He merged Buick and Oldsmobile into General Motors, later adding Cadillac for $4.4 million, and then adding Oakland. But he also had a number of parts suppliers, one of them being AC spark plugs, and that all became General Motors. And then in 1925, construction on the infamous Nürburgring racing circuit was completed, and it was referred to as the Green Hell.
Why?
Well, it's a 12.9-mile course through the Eiffel Forest in Germany, with some of the most dangerous road segments on the planet, curving around 73 corners in that 12.9 miles and changing elevation about 1,000 feet.
1,000 feet?
Yeah. Wow. Now, one of the cool things about it today, they're actually what they call ring taxis. These guys take you out in these hot-rodded BMWs as a driver, and they drive the ring all the time, so they know the course quite well. And you ride as a passenger and scream like a 7-year-old girl
like
on
I
a
do
roller
anyway.
Coaster.
Have you ever ridden with John?
And that would be a fun ride, because I wouldn't want to drive it not knowing the
Hell
course.
No.
But to get in it with somebody who knows the course would be a totally fun ride.
Yes, absolutely.
And there's, you know, they still use the ring today. A lot of manufacturers.
How much it costs?
Not real sure. I should have looked that up.
Next week.
A lot of manufacturers still use the ring today to test their vehicles on it. Corvette has been on it a number of times as well. In 1928, work began on Chicago's new Galvin Manufacturing Corporation. The company had officially incorporated the day before. In 1930, Galvin would introduce the Motorola radio, the first mass-produced commercial car radio. The name has two parts, motor, which evokes cars and transportation, and Ola.
Ola.
Paco. It's not Ola the way you think of it, but that was derived from Victrola, which many people in those days thought of as the music.
If you're not seeing the picture, but don't let Mike see it because he'll be buying wires for it.
He'll be buying something for it. But
this is a tubed radio.
Right.
You remember tubes,
God, yes.
John. Yep. In 1937, Duesenbergs were considered the most luxurious car in the world. Handcrafted and custom-made, heated as the epitome of flamboyance and elegance. The clientele of Duesenbergs were the rich and famous through the years, with Clark Gable and a number of those other Hollywood types.
Don Armstrong.
Don Armstrong. Yeah. And that's where the expression came from, that it's a Deucey. That expression came from it's a Duesenberg, and they called it it's a Deucey because that was the
blinded by the light,
the best of the best.
Yep,
because I was blinded by the light.
You were blinded by something else, but in second thing to go. In 1948, Honda Motor Company incorporated and developed a motorized bicycle powered by Honda's first mass-produced engine. The success of the bicycle led to a small truck, super small truck, like a micro size truck,
like a Love,
right? And the T60 truck appeared in 1963, and then they started with the S500 Roadster, which is quite collectible today. The little two seat, kind of like a British MG looking Roadster. In 1955. This week was when James Dean was killed in Shalomi, California.
Where?
Driving his...
Shalomi.
Shalomi, C-H-O-L-A-M-E. I've driven by through it. There's a memorial and everything there. It's on the way to Paso Robles. Mm-hmm. And that was where he'd passed away.
You're so worldly. You go to all these...
I have
places.
My moments. Yeah. And... 1978, car and driver editor Don Sherman set a Class E record at the Bonneville Salt Flats during driving a Mazda RX-7, the standard bearer for rotary engines in the U.S. market. Now, the interesting thing is when you look at this car, he went 183.9 miles an hour in a Mazda RX-7.
No.
And it didn't have all of the crazy aerodynamic features on it that you would think it did. It was basically a stock body. It didn't have any big wing or big front spoiler on it.
And it wasn't rusted yet.
Well, not yet, but I'm sure it sounded like a bumblebee going down the highway. And then did you get my sound? Did you see, read
my
text?
I'm sorry.
In 1982, the first episode of Knight Rider aired, starring who? David Hasselhoff as a private eye, Michael Knight. However, the real star of the show was Kit, the talking car and modified Pontiac Firebird. And what did KIT stand for?
Knight Industry
2000. KITT.
Yeah. Yeah. Knight Industry 2000. Okay.
So,
okay.
That is this week in auto history.
Hubba hubba.
2000.
And a hubba hubba.
God. All right. Thank you. And I'm sorry I didn't get your music.
We were supposed to hear the music of Knight Rider.
I know, but I was consumed with other stuff yesterday, but I didn't have time to download it.
It's your fault.
It is. Actually, no, it wasn't her fault. She didn't join the party until later in the day.
Okay.
Time now for some of the recalls and news headlines making stories this week. Battery electrode is improperly sized on the BMW 745e for 22.
What?
The 22. Yeah. Battery electrode is improperly sized. Okay.
Size
matters. Well, they're calling it an electrode. I think it's the post on the battery.
Do they still have posts? Do they put post batteries in a 745E?
Yeah.
How old school and cheap is that?
Well, you got to remember, there, it's only been two types of batteries. There's been a side post and a top post. They still use top post. Heck, General Motors used side post batteries for 20 years and never did get it right. Yep. They all leaked.
We just put a top post battery in Kathy's car.
Do you own a 2022 Ford F-150? Well, improper airbag deployment has recalled your car, truck. Ford Motor Company fuel line may be loose on the Explorer and the Ranger for 2022.
Causing a thermal event.
And parking lights may flicker on the Ford Bronco and the F-150 for the 22 and 23 model years. You know, that has become a huge story and a thorn in Ford's side with all of these recalls and crap that they're turning out. It's a problem. Lots of news stories about it. And now the CEO of the company is going, we got to get this right because it's costing us millions and millions of dollars per car in recall fees. It's dumb. Nissan Kicks and the Nissan Versa for 2021 could feel the loss of a power steering assist. And I think Tesla Model 3, S, X, and Y, 2017 to 2022, the power windows may pinch your arm off if you stick your arm in there and try to roll up the window because it doesn't automatically go back down when it feels that you've got an arm in there.
Huh.
Yeah, saw your arm right off. Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, PHEV, and Sportage. From 2016 to 2022, tow hitch harness fire while parked or driving. Can you imagine going down the highway and
the tow
and you see
whatever your tow is on fire?
No, well, either that or just the hitch itself, not even hooked up to anything. You got a flame shooting out the back end. Now, and this is before you went to the Mexican food place.
I call
on
that
Friday night.
I call that Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. All right. Time now for a quick break. We are coming to you live from Woody's Waterfront Car Show in San Leon. You're on the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. Stay with us.
Starting to work on your Christmas calendar? Be sure to add the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise in Saturday, December 17th. You'll want to attend Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition at the Loopy Tortilla in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. It's the only place cruisers compete for Loopy's Chili Pepper trophies and other prizes. There's no charge to enter your vehicle for Best Hot Rod, Best Classic, or Best Modern Classic. Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's coolest and most unique cruise-in and is your opportunity to see the best hot rods, show cars, classics, and resto mods. And get Loopy Tortilla breakfast tacos with adult beverages. There's no entry fee and cars will automatically compete for those much sought-after custom Loopy trophies and other prizes. It happens at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. It's the Tailpipes and Tacos Christmas Edition, Saturday, December 17th. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Celebrate the Christmas season with friends and family at Tailpipes and Tacos. Saturday morning, December 17th, 8 to 11. We'll see you then, weather permitting. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is having a car social. Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. It's a cruise-in like no other. Expect Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Corvettes, and Shelby Mustangs. Get social at this first-ever event. You'll also see Gulf Coast Auto Shield's private workshop. Questions are welcomed. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is easy to get to at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway near West Airport Boulevard, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Car Social takes place Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon. Tell your friends, bring your car, and enjoy this rare opportunity to see Houston's finest rides. You'll also learn about nano ceramic coatings, ExoShield for your windshield, and X-Spell window tint, among others. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show will be there, too. Join us for Car Social at Gulf Coast Auto Shield Saturday, October 15th, 9 to noon at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway. Visit gcautoshield.com to see the show flyer and all the details. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is now part of the iHeart family. Now you'll have access to 24/7 car talk anytime you need a fix. Just download the iHeart Radio app and ask for In Wheel Time Car Talk, and there we are. Be sure to save us in your iHeart library for instant access. No matter where you are, you have the best car talk show right on your PC, laptop, or mobile device, and never have to worry about finding us again.
Of course, you can always get access to our video and audio streams via InWheelTime.com and your favorite podcast channel, and all of this is free to you. From the iHeartRadio app, you'll not only hear our Saturday morning live show, but the best shows of the past, updated weekly. Never miss a minute of up-to-date new car reviews, pre-owned reviews, Conrad's Car Clinic, informative interviews, automotive news, and the most fun car talk show on the planet. Just download the iHeartRadio app, search for In Wheel Time Car Talk, save it to your library, and with a tap of the icon, you'll be in touch with your favorite car talk team. In Wheel Time Car Talk, streaming now on iHeart.com/InWheelTimeCarTalk. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.